B93.7, good morning. This is the Hawk and Tom Show. It is 7:50, and we've got someone on the phone right now. She is a star from a TV show on the internet. It's called The Girl from Carolina. She plays Ferrari Thunderbird Taylor, a beer-chugging trailer park sleuth, I guess, in a tank top and leopard print leggings.
Yep.
But Brianna is actually a part of this, and rather than doing a TV show, they started off with what is considered to be a web TV show. And I guess that's a way for people to get started these days who don't have a full budget for an actual on-TV show.
Yeah, the web series model has been great in a lot of ways for folks who want to create their own content. We're actually filming season 2 as a feature-length film.
I see this with young kids. Even my son is 7, and he and his friends will go out and they'll make videos. And, of course, the production quality is horrible. But we're learning really fast that production quality is not nearly as important as whether the content's good.
Well, I think The Girl from Carolina is unique because we do have a professional crew and director and actors and writers involved. So it looks like it belongs on television. And the content, obviously, we get a kick out of and find hilarious. And we hope that our audience, especially in South Carolina, will appreciate it as well.
You definitely brought a more risque TV show to YouTube than you could have brought to network TV.
And we didn't shy away from that at all. My character, Ferrari Thunderbird Taylor, is a belligerent drunk that solves mysteries in the trailer park. And, you know, most of those mysteries just stem from personal injustices that she finds just impossible to take and won't rest until she sets things right. But to an outside perspective, it, you know, they might not seem like a big deal at all. Some of the mysteries include, at one point, my character tries to fight with a probate judge so she can own somebody's estate. My character's BFF, Tiffy, has an infant and loses the baby formula, so we have to track that down, and it involves, like, making men pay up at a bar, because any one of them could be the father,
oh,
you know?
Oh, wow.
Okay.
So low-rent stuff like that, but, you know, it's just a set of people that that are a little bit offbeat and do the best they can with what they've got. And that's what we find entertaining.
Hey, it reminds me of some of my relatives. But I like watching
it. You know, that's what a lot of folks have said, and I agree.
Yeah, well, even watching the trailer, I get to see things, places I know. Yeah. Poinsett Highway, Tanner's Big Orange.
Tanner's,
we filmed a lot of the IPA in Greenville, the Independent Ale House.
Yeah.
The trailer park actually is on the property of the Albino Skunk Festival. I don't know if y'all are familiar with the Bluegrass Festival out there, but they were generous enough to just let us have the run of all the trailers, and so that's how we created that set. But yeah, I think it's especially fun for a Greenville audience to kind of pick out the things that they maybe have driven by a million times and never expected to see on screen.
Now, how does someone get to be involved in the show? Do you ever need extras?
Yes, and we'll need a lot of extras come the last week of July. So if anyone is interested, I encourage you to email me at Brianna, my first name, Brianna, at welldang.com.
What we'll do, we'll put a link up on our page for that at the Hawk and Tom Facebook fan page.
Awesome. And yeah, the Girl from Carolina website, girlfromcarolina.com, has all of the contact information.
Okay.
Anyone can reach out to get involved. We need all hands on deck this summer.
Well, definitely, because, I mean, hey, I would love to go be on it.
I would love for you to come be on it, absolutely.
To be on YouTube.
You know, we've been chasing down Edwin McCain, but haven't had much luck. So, Hawk and Tom, I'll take y'all as well.
Oh, so you'll settle for us.
You know, absolutely, with pleasure.
I was watching the trailer, and the first thing that came to my mind was that this was My Name is Earl on steroids for a little bit later. Less of a uptight audience than TV allowed.
Yeah, absolutely. I think My Name is Earl is a good starting place, but The Girl from Carolina is a little bit darker, a little more risque, a lot funnier, in my opinion. I think we're closer to Eastbound and Down, if you've ever watched that.
Now, when did you guys release the first episode of this?
Monday, June 15th.
All right.
We'll release one episode a day over 2 weeks.
All right.
So we got 10 episodes coming on deck for the first season, and just can't wait. So if you like it, share it, tell your friends, and we'll see what happens.
I got 5,000 friends on Facebook.
Oh, man. If only.
All right. Well, Brianna, it's been a pleasure to talk with this morning. Best of luck to you.
You as well. Thanks so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
We're excited. I'm going to come out there. I want to be on the show.
I will be in touch. Okay. Let's make that happen.
All right, Brianna, take care.
Thank you.
And if you haven't seen her, she actually, she's kind of a hot little, she looks like the hot, trashy chick.
Oh, you know what I mean. What a compliment.
Well, wow. I think it's a compliment because she's actually trying to play that role of the trashy chick.
Yeah, and you bought it.
Oh, I'm all in. I would, yeah, if I was a single man, I would be chasing after her. She's a cutie, and she's a pistol, too,
yeah,
on that show.
Right.
But it is, I think, very adult-oriented material. It is on YouTube, so it's not, you know, really out there. But the scenarios that they have are not something you want to sit down with your 7-year-old and watch that together.
Yeah,
it's funny. If you grew up around here, you're going to feel like it's just a family reunion.
You got a bad, messed up family if that's the case. But you definitely will recognize a lot of places,
yeah.
And
yeah.
I want to go out there and be on the show.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That would be very cool. So watch for us. Maybe we'll be on season 2. Let's get back to music right now with a little Bang Bang from Jesse J on B93.7.